Being so close to him, I had a front row seat to his character and his impact on the lives of so many people. He had a brilliant mind, and of course, what he was famous for, his charm and charisma. He had a unique gift. He connected with people in an inexplainable and rare way. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor, a local, a visitor, a gardener, a laborer, a banker, a businessman, a farmer, or a fisherman. He could reach you and touch you in an unforgettable way. People who met my father never forgot him. I witnessed this over and over. He always left an impression. It slowly became clear to me as a young woman after he won the election in 1984 as Prime Minister that this was not just my father. I had a responsibility to share him, and indeed we did with our nation, my sisters and I. There were times when that hurt, when I missed his presence, but adulthood brought me to accept the salient truth that to want him as our daddy alone was selfish. He had to serve his country and to fulfill his destiny to lead because he was a born leader, and to deprive him of that would have been wrong.